Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He told the leper, be clean. And he was. That's not prayer. He told the man born by four, rise, take up your bed and walk. That's not prayer. Man at the pool of Bethesda, rise, take up your bed. Man with the withered hand, stretch out your hand. Centurion servant, we just got through reading. Canaanite girl, it'll be to you just like you believe. To the deaf, he said, be open. To the blind, he said, be open. Woman with the infirmity, be loosed. What is that? What is that? Are you hearing a theme here? Is he reigning? Is he reigning over disease? Get out. Stop. Be open. Be healed. Be whole. See, so many times people are praying when they should be saying. They're trying to get God to do what he told us to do. Now go to Mark, please. And I think I can wind this up with this. Mark chapter 11. I got a couple of verses marked in there. Mark chapter 11. This whole account is because they walked by and Jesus spoke to a tree. Is that right? Should we operate differently than how Jesus operated?
No.
Is there a better way?
No.
Or is he our example? He spoke to the enemy. He spoke to fevers. He spoke to the wind and waves. He spoke to trees. Are we supposed to do that same thing?
Yes.
Yes. I got a weather station that I use, you know, for flight planning and stuff like that on my desk. And I looked at it today, and I do this all the time. And I saw some stuff developing out to the west. Every time I do it, I say, no, you don't. You go around me. Just point your finger towards it. Say, no, you know, damaging winds, hail, lightning, damaging. Go around me. Winds, blow it around me in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So, well, who do you think you are? Well, I know who I am. Who are you? Do you know who you are?
Yeah.
You think you're somebody? No, I know whose I am.
Yeah. Right.
I'm learning that I'm in him and he's in me.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
Nobody can tell me any different. They come too late. It'd be like coming to a fellow doing the backstroke in the pool saying, ain't no water in there. There's no water in there. Well, he's wet, okay? You can't tell him ain't no water in there. Phyllis and I flew all over this country. I mean, from East Coast to West Coast and Canada to the south of Texas in a little single engine plane that had no weather gear for years. And we have seen it. She's here. She can testify. We have seen a 10-mile swath cut through all the junk all the way to our destination.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
We've
seen it too many times, too many things. I've seen tumors. I remember a lady one time, several years ago, she had this big growth on her wrist. I mean, this thing is like this. And she got stirred up and was ready for us to pray for her. And I put my hand on it just like this. And we spoke to it. I said, you growth, I command you to dissolve and go away. Be gone in Jesus' name. I felt it under my hand. Just went flat. Just that quick. And I moved my hand. And she said, it's gone. I said, I know. Well, the Lord did that. But would he have done it if we didn't cooperate with him? Why so many times are things not done? You have not because you ask not. And you have not because you don't operate like he operated. Were we made to rule and reign? Do we have to let disease rule us? Or can we turn on it and go, no, you don't. No, no, that's it. That's enough. Thus far you come and no further. Cancer, you're not spreading in my body. I command you to die.
Amen.
You stop at where you are and you die and you dry up.
Yes.
Now, you know why people don't say that? Because they don't believe it.
That's right.
And that would be all the reason why it don't work.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
But I know people who have believed it and have done it and were supposed to have been dead 15 years ago and are alive and strong and working on a job today. Many of them. Glory to God. Everybody say, I rule.
I rule.
I reign.
In life.
By Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
Now I'm going to give you something to leave on here in Mark 11. How do kings reign? They reign by their words. Jesus said in Mark 11, after he had spoken to this tree, he said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. I mean, even horticulturists, many of them believe that if you'll talk to your flowers. Huh? Even unsaved people. Why? Because they've seen results. Why? It's a spiritual principle. People don't realize it. Your dog, your cat, your cows, everything around you. You can curse stuff and not even realize what you're doing. You go, this sorry car, this piece of junk, I'm so tired of it. It's the sorriest car I've ever had. Well, you're about to see sorry. You are calling for sorriness. Stuff that wasn't going to break is going to break. Now, I know people don't believe this. I know it. But if you read the Bible, the further you get into it, it becomes inescapable. Your words. You are justified by your words, Jesus said, or you are condemned by your words. Your words are so important that we will give an account for every idle, meaningless word. That's how serious this whole thing is. But if you say, man, this is a good car. Now, you may have to be calling those things that be not as though they were. You say, boy, this is a good car. This is a blessed car. As long as I own this car, it's going to run like a top. I don't care if you're having to pay a bill while you're saying it. Did you hear me? This is all by faith, right? This is a blessed house. Never talk about your bad eye. My bad knee. You're the king over that knee. If you decree it to be bad, it's got no choice.
That's right. Amen.
My weak arm. No, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. Some folks got something worth coming tonight just right there. When they said, look at that tree, Lord, he said, yeah. Mark 11, 22. Verse 21, Peter said, Master, look, the fig tree that you cursed is withered away. Did it work?
Yes.
He spoke to it and it happened.
Yes.
That's exactly what we did with that growth. We commanded it to die and wither away and it happened. So, Mr. How you know? I was there. I saw it. I felt it. He said, have faith in God. Now we know one of the strongest examples of faith he'd seen in the whole nation was a man who said, just say it.
Yes.
Right? Just say it. And that's the very next thing the Lord says. For verily I say to you that whatsoever you shall
say.
See, people have made fun of us. They made fun of other folks, not realizing they're making fun of Jesus. I didn't write Mark 11:23. Nor did Brother Kenneth Hagin. Nor did Kenneth Copeland. Nor did any of those guys, right? That was in there a long time before they were born. Well, y'all are just that blab it, grab it bunch. At confess it, possess it, name it, frame it, claim it bunch. We're also the bunch that gets results. We're the bunch that read testimonies every service. Is that right? But people don't realize what they're making fun of. Jesus is the one, the head of the church, the master. He said. In fact, if you put Matthew 21 with this, he said, if you have faith and not doubt, you shall not only do what is done to the tree, but if you say to this mountain, be removed. Is he telling them they can do what he did? You're going to have to turn there. Some of you looking at me like, well, did he really say that? Yeah, he said it. I wouldn't lie to you. Matthew. But you shouldn't just take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Take his word for it. Matthew 21, same happening, but Matthew's account. Matthew 21:20, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Matthew 21:20. When the disciples saw it, they marveled and they said, how soon is the fig tree withered away? They knew it wasn't natural. It was too quick. And Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say to you, how many, when he puts verily in front of it, can you take that to the bank? Now he said, this is how it is, and don't doubt it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but this is not going to pass away. Verily I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this, which is done to the fig tree. Is he telling them they could have done that? And they could do it in the future. Not only do that, but if you'd say, if you'd what?
Say
to the mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, it shall be done. You'll decree a thing.
Amen.
And it'll be established to you.
Yep.
Where the word of a king is, there's power.
Yes.
Are you looking at the book now? Did he tell them they could have done what he did?
Yes.
See, this is where people are, you know, missing it right and left. They're saying, yeah, but now that's Jesus, Brother King. Well, listen to what Jesus said. He said, if you have faith and don't doubt, you could do what I did. You could do that. And not only could you do that, but you see that mountain over there? Well, that's bigger than a tree.
They
said, yeah. He said, you could speak to that thing. And if you wouldn't doubt but believe that what you said would come to pass, you'd have whatever you said. When it dawns on your spirit, it makes you excited. You begin to get a realization of, I don't have to let stuff run over me anymore. I don't have to be under a flu or under an allergy. If somebody found something in my body, say, well, it's a death sentence. Well, it's got that. Well, it's all over. No, it ain't all over.
Amen.
It's not all over. It doesn't have to rule over us. We can reign over it. We can say, no, you don't. Not in my body, you don't.
Hallelujah.
But you got to believe it.
Yeah.
You got to become persuaded of it. Until you'll rise up, not iffy and not wavery, but you'll rise up. Well, I don't know, Brother Keith believes that. Well, that's not good enough. You got to believe it,
yeah.
Right? You got to see it for yourself in this book. And if you don't see it, if you're not persuaded, that's all right. Get the tape tonight. Go over these scriptures. Hear it again and again. Check it out. See if you can prove me wrong. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Check it out. Go over it and over it until you see for yourself that you've been made to reign. You've been called, you've been ordained, you've been destined to rule and reign. Poverty doesn't have to reign over you. You are not stuck in a go-nowhere job. You're not stuck in a rut. You're not stuck in a part of town you don't want to be in or an occupation. You're not stuck anywhere unless you believe you are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Exercising Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001C. That's R-1001C. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.